Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Viognier. Viognier is, I really like the grape.
Yeah.
You know, it was back in the massive revolt against Chardonnay. Viognier was sort of leading the charge. Its first, and some would maintain its greatest incarnation, is from the northern Rhone in an area called Condrieu. And that was a very lean and elegant style of Viognier grape. And then we've seen a whole lot of more fleshy ones, especially on the West Coast. And you're kind of bringing us up to speed on where it's going now.
I wanted to taste a bunch of Viogniers because I was really intrigued by one that was made by Bordy Vineyards.
You were telling me about that.
The running
awesome.
Mate to their Albarino. And I was really surprised because I had just had a bottle of Condrieu the week before. And this was a dead ringer for it.
Wow.
It was lean, very structured, high-quality fruit, but not a lot in the way of flesh. And that's perfectly fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a very, very elegant wine. So I wanted to see what was going on out there. And I found Viogniers from around the world. And it's really pretty interesting because the familiar California style isn't necessarily the most popular style around.
Right.
Now, let's start with something from California. This is Span, a very fine winemaker from Alexander Valley. Their Viognier is kind of halfway between the two schools. I thought it was lovely. It had the aromas of an autumn orchard. There's mingled notes of pear, apple, fallen leaves, a touch of earthiness, a hint of butternut squash. And it was really lovely because it had a lot of acidity, had a lot of kind of tartness to it that balanced out the richer fruit. Kind of the belly of the wine was yellow pear, quinine, and lemon zest. So really nice fruit, but in a very good, well-structured
Sounds
format.
Terrific.
It was lovely. Derenberg, a very, very fine property down in Australia, makes a wine called the Hermit Crab. And this is their 2013, only $15. All of these wines are very reasonably priced, by the way. And this is a blend with Marsan.
Okay.
So it's two-thirds Viognier, one-third Marsan, which is a kind of a fleshy wine from the south of France, from the southern Rhone. And it was a very, very well blended. I couldn't see where the Viognier stopped and the Marsan picked up. Very, very nice wine. Notes of pineapple juice, underripe peach, and lime. And it's just a very professional polish to the wine that I really, really appreciated. Then I went to a wine called Domaine Haute de Maurier, the Cuvée Stéphane Bouilly. And this is from Languedoc. And it's varietally labeled Viognier. And so they have to give a kind of a special appellation, you know.
Right.
It's the typical of production of this wine from that part of the world. And this was really, really what I was hoping to find. A very, very firm wine. Pale gold with glints of green. The wine has a sensational floral nose. Aromas like paper white narcissus, cold nectarines, perhaps even a touch of rose petals in it. So very attractive. And the wine is very spring-like on the palate. It's light, it's dry, very fresh. The fruit is subtle and laced with minerality. There's a very light, kind of like lime zest over top of the flavor of Meyer lemons, which is a sweet lemon. So all in all, a very, very nice product. $13.50. That's a great value for a high-class wine. Try some of these Viogniers this autumn. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.